Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Mailman Show here on Monday, the 2nd of October of 2023. No, that was not my brain. It was the computer was talking, and I didn't want it to interfere and what have you. So I didn't want any of y'all to think it was my brain that forgot what month it is and forgot what day it is. And all that kind of stuff. It is, in fact, October 2nd of 2023. And I'll say what I said the other day. My goodness, where has 2023 went?
I know.
Where? Before we know it, it's going to be 24. I mean, it's crazy. When you think about it, it's the 2nd of October, so that means we've now hit the fourth quarter of the year. And I think of it like, if it's like starting the fourth quarter of a ball game, we'll say each part of it, you know, the month, each part has 5 minutes, you know what I mean? Because a full-blown quarter, like in the pro football, will have 15, or college will have 15 minutes. So in this case, like, we haven't even hit 1 minute yet. It's like, tomorrow, I would say, by the time we get to, like, the 5th, you know what I mean? We just launched the fourth quarter of the year, and when you think about it, it's October. But you know what? The thermometers here in town and the stuff on my weather app shows 84 degrees today that it hit. Generally, it should be like 65. Or so by today, by the 2nd of October. And usually it works its way down, like, to where you will have lost 11 degrees in the month of October in daily highs. So it'd be down to like 52 or so. But the weather for the next, the weather for the week has us. Now today was sunny, partly sunny, becoming cloudy, highs in the lower 80s.
Oh, really?
Thursday showers, highs go up to around 70, but then they start to fall. Friday, 40% chance shower, highs in the lower 60s. And then Saturday and Sunday could shower with highs in the 50s, and then late next week, we work our way back to at least till like next Tuesday, next Wednesday, it shows us back to like the mid-60s, so going back up. So it doesn't necessarily mean you put away your shorts just yet. Not just yet. I mean, you know, but at the same time, I would say those of us who live up here in Michigan, I would say it is time for us to start getting our jackets out, knowing where they are, because we're going to need them. For me being a guy who's out there, who's out in the stadium, I'm more, you know, in the fall, I'm more Friday nights than not. I'm one of those people that would say, that Friday night will come when you will wish you had your jacket with you. So therefore, be ready to bring it, because that Friday night shall come. I mean, if not in the regular season, I think that Friday night will come in the playoffs, which totally makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you've just got to be, ready, because that, I mean, Jesus didn't say that Friday night shall come. I came up with that. it's like where Jesus says the day shall come.
Yeah.
But I said the Friday, but in my case, it'd be like the Friday night shall come when, you know, or the Saturday shall come, you know, for those of you who go to the college games or whatever. And for the, for, fans of a team in a that day won't come because you'll be in a dome stadium. Speaking of NFL stadiums, what's up with stadiums that spend all this money so they can have a retractable roof, but even when it's nice out, sometimes they won't open the retractable roof?
Oh.
Indianapolis, it was 84 degrees down there yesterday. They could have had a retractable roof, and they didn't, because a friend of mine who was down there, they told me the roof wasn't open, which in my mind I would say, is the NFL making it hard to open the retractable roof? And if so, they shouldn't be. If you have a retractable roof, open it, at least when it's nice out, please.
Uh-huh.
Open it. Because I feel like if you're going to, because retractable roofs aren't cheap.
Uh-huh.
So in my mind, I'm thinking, don't waste the money.
Use it.
Use it. And obviously you can't rip it off, because then that would mean there's no roof left.
Right.
But I mean, at least use it.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes. And like on whatever nice days there might be, because I think it makes it enjoyable when you actually use it. And I get if there's a chance of rain, then you want to keep it closed. Because what if the inside of the stadium, you know, like where you walk and stuff, or where you sit, what if where the seats are is not like sidewalk concrete, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a different kind of concrete that isn't necessarily made to get wet from rain. Then that's when, if it's raining out, you need to have it closed. Do you feel like sometimes that could be it, that they're just so not willing to risk it?
Probably.
Which in which case I would say, when there's not a chance of rain and it's not that hot, open the roof.
I mean, it shouldn't take long to shut it, don't you think?
And it should be totally fine to have the roof open.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not trying to come on here and gripe, but I'm just thinking,
right.
You know, for those who spend, you know, and I can see where a roof like that can cost extreme amounts of money.
Absolutely.
That's probably why more places don't have these retractable roofs. I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I'm saying, if you have a retractable roof, use it at least sometimes.
Right.
Otherwise, why'd you go with the retractable roof in the first place? You know, in that case, it's like, then just build a dome.
Right.
Or just stay outside. You know?
Yep.
But, I mean, but anyhow, just my thoughts on that. We do have some, you know, sports, a busy night in sports, actually, a good one. Busy, but good, of course, you know, but, you know, and we'll do sports at the end. But specifically, well, I have, you know, my updates on the games that I picked, you know, Wednesday for the weekend. So I have my updates based on the games I picked. And then in addition to that, you know, part of that will include a Lions discussion on how the game Thursday night went and what I think, you know, about our team, you know, 4 weeks in, and so we'll have that. Tigers regular season ended, and Miguel Cabrera's career, and I'll share, you know, a little bit of what I think about that, and what I think very well could and should happen with the Tigers going forward. So, you know, we have scores to go through and a little bit of, you know, discussion on a couple different things. So, Usually at this time of year, Monday night is more football, you know, which it will mostly be, but as far as the sports goes, but also a couple of thoughts on, like what I'm going to do is tonight, I'm going to talk about what I think of, you know, the Tigers as a whole. And then tomorrow night will be more like some stuff on Cabrera and what did Cabrera mean for the Tigers and things like that. So I'm going to kind of split it up because usually Tuesday night for sports at this time of year, all I have is a Monday night football score. And then Wednesday night is when I bring out the my predictions. And it'll be fun. It's going to be, it's going to be a good show tonight, but you know, I want to remind you of something first, I always say sometimes you have to go through battles before you see the victory, you know, and this Laura who's here, she was telling me about some stuff, in her family, I'm not going to give you any details, but they're going through some things.
Yep.
And me and her were talking about it, and I was saying sometimes we have to go through these little things to go through and all these battles.
Yep.
And they're like, and I enjoy playing dice, rolling my dice, and you know when I roll the dice and it gives me a number that I don't want, when it gives me a one or a two specifically, I go. Three is kind of four, kind of same. Yeah. But five, yay. Six, yay, I win. And God wants to turn those ones upside down so you get a six.
Yes. And will.
He will.
Yes, he
will make it so that that crazy one that you got that you didn't want, it's now a six.
Yeah, baby.
And he'll do it, and he'll do it for you.
Yes, he does.
But sometimes you just tell you. But you know what you do while you're in the battle, while you're in the fire. You know what you do? You thank him.
Yes.
You thank him in everything, not for everything.
Yep.
If you're in the fiery furnace. You know, if you're Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and you're burning in that and you're in the fiery furnace, even though you didn't end up getting burned because God saved you, while you're in that fire, who's going to thank God for that fire?
Right.
At that point, you're crazy.
Yeah.
At that point, it's like, okay, this person's not normal.
Uh-huh.
You're thanking God for the fire. I'll be thanking God for fire when it's below zero, but it won't be for fire, like that's destroying stuff or burning things.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be for a fireplace or something like that. And Winter Wonderland, which will, speaking of Winter Wonderland, I like to say, that on November 1st, you can legally play Christmas music.
Yay!
So I am really looking forward, to that. When it gets here, I have to say it that way. When it gets here, because first, there's some, fally October-ish stuff first.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what I try to tell myself, in the summer. Don't get too excited for fall to be here. Enjoy the summer.
Yeah.
Now, springtime for me, spring itself is kind of, it's nice when it's warm, but other than that, it's kind of like, can't summer get here faster?
Right.
Now, in springtime, if it's not warm enough, I do have a tendency to rush summer.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to stop. And then in January, I do want to rush spring,
mm-hmm.
and I will again.
Yeah.
And I would love to just push that clock and make it move faster. Push it.
Push it.
Like just go to it and push.
Yeah.
Just go up to it and push?
Yes.
Yeah, and push like the whole clock so that it just suddenly, instead of saying it's still January 20th, it is now May 28th,
oh,
May 24th.
Yeah, that
is Memorial Weekend like that.
Mm.
And we've just discovered the city pool is open. Yay!
Yeah, yeah.
And all your favorite, and guess what, Ribs? All your favorite people are there.
Yes.
Yay!
Yes.
And I feel like all that. And then, or this, all your favorite people from the mall that were there years ago, they're all back.
Yes.
You know, I feel like they're all back. And they're just how they used to be.
Yay.
Meaning they're the same ages and everything that they were.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but then again, it's like, but anyhow, as they say, just say it. but we just keep, you got to get to where when you're in the fire, you know, or when you're in that den, you know, that den of lions or whatever it is you're facing, that you thank God,
yeah.
Not for it, but in it.
Okay.
The door of, the doors of life swing on the hinge of gratitude.
Oh.
Gratitude is so important. We have to be able to show our gratitude to God. One way we show it is when we give in our tithes and offerings, when we bring the tithe, which is his, into the storehouse, that there be meat in our house. The Bible says, improve me, therefore, which, now open the windows in heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room to receive it. But it's bringing you the tithe and offering. The tithe is his already. It doesn't become his. It's not his unless you keep it. Nope. It's his already.
Uh-huh.
It's his, period.
Yep.
And you bring it into the storehouse. And then beyond that, you bring an offering. Which is, God did not say how much that is. That's for you to decide. This isn't what I'm going to teach on, but I'm just showing like kind of how you can be, gratitude, bringing that offering unto God.
Yeah.
And just being thankful to him. Another way you show your gratitude, worship him,
yeah.
Praise him, go to church, prayer, prayer to him, give him thanks. As we talked about, in everything, give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And, those are ways that we show gratitude to God. And what the kind of attitude is that you want to have? If you say, oh, yeah, I want to have an attitude. Why not have an attitude of gratitude?
Yeah.
That's a good attitude to have.
Yes, it is. Grateful, it's hard to be, it's almost impossible to be unhappy.
That it's impossible to have a bad attitude.
Yeah.
To be like when you slam that door on that desk or whatever. Hey, Mr. Attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear one of your teachers say that at school? I know I did once at least.
Slam it on there. Oh yeah.
You actually heard that from one of your teachers?
Something about change your attitude.
I heard Mr. Attitude.
Oh, Mr. Attitude.
Did you ever hear Miss Attitude?
I don't think so.
Was it like you slammed a book or something?
Somebody did. Change that attitude.
It was like right when you got in the classroom or whatever.
So long ago.
But it's like, hey there, change that attitude.
Yeah.
Because some kids just don't want to do their work or whatever.
No.
But anyhow. Try to run a little bit of a tightrope tonight, but anyhow, I do want to remind you of a couple of quick things. The first thing I want to remind you of is about the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God is. I mean, God has been in my life and how he's always helped us when we've been in that time of need. You know, whether it be me personally or whether it's been, me and my mom or over the years, and he's been faithful. it hasn't always been easy and pleasant, but, you know, he's been faithful. You know, and when, you know, and when we've needed help, he's helped us. And, you know, and we just, I just continue to trust God, knowing that his plan, that all of his plans for me are for good, not to harm me, but to help me, to give me hope in a future, to restore me. That's what we're going to put, I'm going to teach on tonight is restoration. The God that wants to restore things to us. He wants to restore. And it's something I actually enjoy teaching on from time to time. I know I've taught on restoration multiple times, listeners, you know, and you'll be like, haven't you taught that already before? Well, yeah, but the thing is, you know, I just feel like every so often at least supposed to go back to it again because, you know, people go through life and then and different things, you know, and I just believe that people, there's people out there that God wants to restore because he wants to restore things to us. He really does, you know. And so, but you know, and like an example of something I'm believing for restoration in my life is about how for the first 3 months of my life I could see. When I was 3 months old, I had a disease called amaurosis, took my eyesight, you know, but I know it's coming. I know that manifestation is coming. You know, God, Jesus already, I've already been healed. You say, well, miracle man, how do you know it? I know it because it was already paid for on the cross. That's how I know it's already done. But in the name of Jesus, my cornea and all the different areas of my eyes will stop rejecting it and will receive it in the name of Jesus. But that it will stop rejecting and it will receive in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and receive that restoration. I didn't mean to start teaching my message at all, but like I'm talking about my book, but still, but so I can get excited.
Yeah,
but I know, God wants to restore things to us. And, but you can go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. And you can go online to that website, like I just said, to find out information about the book and to buy it right there. You can buy a book right there. Oh, and by the way, do you not remember what I said at the start of the show about it being the fourth quarter of the year? Just maybe you might think about maybe I should get a Christmas present for somebody so I don't forget about that person, you know, at the end of the season. I will admit, yes, I do last-minute Christmas shopping. I actually enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, I do. But anyhow, you know, maybe while you're thinking about it, you know, maybe you haven't read the book yet, and you feel like you really should read it. If you're feeling like you should read the book, then guess what? You really should read the book.
Yeah.
And while you're on there buying it, why not buy one to give somebody for Christmas? Because, you know, or beforehand or whatever.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
It's an eternal gift.
Because it's an eternal gift. And then you can say later, oh, yeah, I got this for Christmas. You know, and I'm sure I'll say it again when the actual season gets here, but oh well, I know I jumped the gun. Guns have been jumped before, so. But you can go online, you know, holidays or not, go buy the book. Be glad you bought it. Be glad you read.
Yeah.
And it should increase your faith. as you read it. And you read and you understand the stories of how faithful God has been. Sure, it's a way to get to know me and what I want through. But ultimately, my prayer is that it will stir up that faith. Stir up that hope on the inside of you that says, I know God can do that miracle that I'm believing God for. That I'm believing. For those of you who are in need of a miracle in your body or another area of your life, when you turn on this program, you should be expecting God to move. You should be expecting it. So, and by the way, when you go to church, hopefully you go to a born-again church, when you go to the house of God, we should stop going into the house of God, and just being like, okay, after church, la 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 la. I mean, that's one thing, and all people have their different plans and what have you, and is pastor there? Is he not there? And blah 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 blah, blah and all that. But which is fine. But in the midst of that, we should be expecting God to move on our behalf, and expecting to not walk out of the house of God the same way we entered.
Yeah.
Long service, short service. Well, God still moves. He'll move when, as the people expect, as you expect him to. If you're not expecting him to move, you should be expecting him.
You know, and
have that high expectancy. For him to just do things on your behalf, to break chains in your life, to break vices, temptations, addictions, different things that'll try to hinder you. He wants to help you as you go through this life.
Yeah.
And it might not always be instantly everything breaks all at once. Chances are it'll be a process. Because God, I always like to say, he's still working on me to make me what I ought to be.
Yeah.
It only took him a week to make the moon and stars, sun, moon, earth, Jupiter, Mars. And I like to say, how lovely and patient he must be that he's still working on me. Sure, it might sound like one of those kiddie songs, but you know what? It's so true.
It's so true.
And the truth is,
sanctification
and the truth is, it takes time. So if you think, all those different things that I've dealt with, all those different, he's always working on us, even when he's helped us through the big stuff.
Yeah.
There'll always be little things like maybe from time to time that attitude flares up, or maybe from time to time, different things, and maybe, you start to find that maybe you just start to live a little carnal. I didn't say in sin, I said carnal, which carnal doesn't mean like sin, but carnal just meaning like carnal, just going through life, just kind of go, But
thankfully he never leaves us through this.
Thankfully he never leaves us.
No.
You can go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com, to find out information about the book. And I always thank God, for the book. And I always pray for those who read it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, God, that more and more people will read it, will be interested in it, will buy it. I didn't write it. My mom wrote it, but still, But I like to say, between the two of us, it's our book. And so, but I thank God for it. It's a tool.
Uh-huh.
It really is. It's a tool to help you in your walk with God. Yes. Amen. The other thing I want to remind you about real quick is about the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. And, as you're sowing your seed, as you go online to that website, paypal.com, you'll see a search bar. In that search bar, you'll type in Rivers Shukla. Rivers, R-Y, V-E-R-S. Last name, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please, if you would, so kindly, keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing that I would like for you to keep in mind that is related to that is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, there's a capital on it. Please, if you would, just make a note of that. And then, and I always thank God when I get notification that seed has been sown, and I pray over the people who sow the seeds, and it just helps keep us going. Amen. And the verse I want to sow into your life tonight is, therefore, my God shall supply all your needs according to the Consumer Price Index. I'm sorry. According to the stock market. Not that either. We'll try this again the right way. My God shall supply all of your needs, my needs, according to his riches in glory. That's what it's according to. It's not according to some economic data, whether it be here in the United States or another country or the World Bank or whatever different economic data that are used. Data. Okay, I just made up data. But data, data, whatever you want to call it. You know, info, they use to trust. No, it's not based on that kind of earthly stuff. It's according to his riches and glory by which God shall supply all of our needs. And by the way, he's the God of more than enough. He's not the God of just barely. He's not the God of almost. He's not the God of just enough. He's the God of more than enough. That's the God that I serve. He's able and willing to make all things abound toward you. And I always say, may God bless you as you sow your seed. And, you know, there's a song that I'm going to sing in the next couple of days. I don't know all the lyrics yet, but it's called, you know, it's called He Walked a Mile. And when you think about it, Jesus walked a mile for us. He walked a mile in our shoes. Did you ever hear that song from, do you kind of remember that song from back in the 90s?
I'll have to hear it.
Yeah, but it's one of those songs from, Clay Ross. Ross, whatever that is. But it's actually real cool. And there's parts of it even where it talks about, you know, it saw the nails, you heard his cry and all that, you know. And when you think about it, he walked a mile in our shoes for us. And he always stays with us,
yeah.
You know. And it's just a great thing. And I felt like it was one of those that at least once at some point real soon here, that I should say. Because and honestly, you know, when you think about, you know, that Jesus would do that for us, that he would. Because he does that for us, because he loves us. And just the fact that he puts up with us. I mean, you know, and we really do try. I hope most of you try to live right and, you know, at least try to present yourself decent to him and go to church at least once in a while. but the fact that he would put up with us and even have it in him to forgive us of our sins, because and what we have in his covenant and that it appeased God's anger. And then Jesus did that for us because he loves us. And he heals us because he loves us. I just got thinking about that just today, literally like an hour or less before I even came on this program today. I was kind of thinking about that. And I remember hearing it about 20 years ago or so. And so found it on YouTube, but it's pretty cool. You know, I like it. And you say, you tend to like a lot of things from a certain decade, don't you? Uh-huh. To that I would say, maybe. Yeah, I mean, everybody has their different things and time frames and that, and you know, different. Everybody does. That was just kind of a side note. I am going to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord for tonight and discuss it. And then, like I said, get into the sports stuff that we have, including how the Tigers fared this year, and also the football stuff we have too, including that Lions discussion. But anyhow, without further ado, I'm going to say, I searched the world, it couldn't fill me. Man's empty grave, treasures and fame, never enough. But you came along, put me back together. Hearing your love. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you. I know it's true. I'm not afraid to show you my weakness, my failures and faults. Lord, you've seen them all, and you still call me friend. 'Cause the God of the mountains, he's the God of the valley. There's not a place your mercy and grace won't find me again. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Oh. You turn mourning to dancing. You give beauty for ashes. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who came. You turn mourning to dancing. You give beauty. for ashes. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who came. You're the only one who came. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Oh, oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Oh, you turn graves into gardens. You turn foes into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who came. Yes, you turn graves into gardens. You turn foes into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who came. You're the only one who came. You're the only one who came. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You turned our graves into gardens. Thank you, Jesus. Jireh, you are enough. Jireh, forever you will be. I will be content in every circumstance. Jireh, you are enough, always enough, more than enough. You're always enough. Yes, you're always enough, forever enough, more than enough. Yes, you're always enough, more than enough, forever enough. Yes, you're always enough, you're more than enough, you're still enough. Oh, I don't want to forget how I feel right now. I don't want to forget how I feel right now. Jireh, you are enough. Jireh, forever you will be. I will be content in every circumstance. Jireh, you are enough. Always enough, you're more than enough, forever enough. You're always enough, forever enough, you will be enough. You're always enough. What?
Well
enough, forever enough. You're more than enough. You're always enough. Forever enough. Yes. Fear is not my future. You are. Yes. Fear is not my home. You are. Yes, Lord. Fear is not my future. You are. Fear is not my home. You are. Yes. Hello, peace. Hello, joy. Hello, love. Hello, strength. Hello, joy. Hello, love. Hello, peace. Hello, joy. Hello, love. get how I feel right now. Goodbye, fear. Goodbye, surreal. Goodbye, pain. Goodbye, fear. Goodbye, shame. Goodbye, pain. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Master, for what you are in us, for what you're doing for us right now. Thank you that you are, for what you're doing right now. Thank you that you're closing, that you're opening up good doors for us, that you're closing every bad door that's open, everything that we might have opened that we weren't supposed to.
Every
bad relationship we've gotten into, every bad business deal we've made, every bad, you know, thing like that that we might have gotten ourselves into that we weren't supposed to. And that you help us, and that you show us, Jesus, and that your hand is upon us, that your hand just comes to us like someone just picks up their child, and that you just lead us and you guide us and help us through lives, our lives. And thank you, Lord God, that you are the God that restores us. You restore us, you know, and that doesn't matter what we've done. It doesn't matter what we've broken, but thank you that you are the God that restores things in our lives, making us to who you want us to be. And I give you all the praise and all the glory for that. And so I'm just so grateful to you right now. And I thank you that you're meeting every need represented on this program tonight. Whatever those needs are, you know, whether it's, you know, job, healing in your body, healing in your mind, you need to get rid of fear, need to get rid of oppression, depression, whatever it is. Thank you, Lord God, that you're meeting these needs right now, where these people sit, whatever they're doing right now. Thank you that you just comfort them in the name of Jesus. And that you anoint these people, that these people will be ready to hear your word. And that they'll be able to turn off the distractions, any and all distractions, whatever these things are. If their mind's racing, may their mind stop racing right now in the name of Jesus, so they can focus on your word for right now. And I thank you for that and for what you're doing in each and every one of their lives. I make my confession over this program right now. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program. I thank you that finances come into this program. I thank you that more and more listeners tune into this program. Most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming in to your kingdom right now as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. Amen. I want you to turn with me in your Bible, if you have one, to Jeremiah chapter 34. And if you don't have your physical Bible, at least get a device with an app on it. No, listeners, this is not the time to be playing. You know, games like Candy Crush Saga, Clash of Clans, or whatever. When I say open your Bible, that is not Clash of Clans.
No.
Yeah. It's the Word of God. Jeremiah is not Clash of Clans.
What'd you say, Jeremiah?
It's 33, actually.
Jeremiah 33.
Not 34.
Okay.
But 33, I'm going to begin with verse 1. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of God.
Yes, thank you.
You know, and we thank God for the word of God, because what would we do without it? You know, the disciples, Jesus had to explain all the stuff to them all the time.
Yeah.
He had to explain all the stuff to them. And he had to keep telling them all the time, oh, you have little faith. Oh, you have little faith. Oh, you have little faith. Oh, and it's like, you know, we have that. You know, the disciples didn't have, you know, at least an Old Testament with them, an Old Testament pack at least that they could have taken with them and read. And I'm like, okay. You know, like they, like at least an unfinished portion. And I'll be like, and they could see things in it that weren't in our Bible. Oh, he'll, you know, the prophecies. Oh, yeah, he'll calm storms. He'll do this, he'll do that. And when he does that, don't be shocked when he does it. You know?
Yeah.
He doesn't come with a manual like that. They didn't have a manual for that. But we have the word. We have the proof that he did it. We have the proof that he does it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm just pumped tonight. I don't know why, but it's like, I mean, it's good. But you know what happens when it does that? It just makes time go by faster. So let's get to the, just cut to the chase. No, I'm not mad. You're just not going to get the time. I'll leave it alone.
I know.
But then the last 33 verse 1, let's go.
Okay.
Okay. While Jeremiah was still confined in the courtyard of the guard, the word of the Lord came to him a second time. This is what the Lord, word of the Lord says. He who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you, and will tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. Hey, by the way, when he said unsearchable, he didn't say ungoogleable. but don't try to go look all this, look these things up on Google. It'll be like, what are you talking about? He'll answer you, and will tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says about the houses in the city, in the royal palaces of Judah that have been torn down to be used against the siege ramps of the sword in the fight of the Babylonians. They will be filled with the bodies of the men that I will slay in my anger and wrath. I will hide my face from the city because of all of its wickedness. Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people. Did you get it? He will heal you, listeners. God wants to heal you. And then not just your body. Not just your body. This is restoration, folks. It's not just for healing in our bodies. He wants to restore us. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. I will bring Judah and Israel back from captivity and will rebuild them as they were before. I will cleanse them from all the sin that they have committed against me and will forgive all of their sins of rebellion against me. Then this city will bring me renown, joy, praise, and honor before all nations on earth that hear of all the good things that I do for it. And they will be in awe and will tremble at the abundant prosperity and peace that I will provide for it. This is what the Lord says. You say about this place, it's a desolate waste without men or animals. Yet in the towns of Judah, in the streets of Jerusalem that are deserted, inhabited by neither men nor animals, there will be heard once more their sounds of joy and gladness, the voices of bride and bridegroom, and the voices of those who bring thank offerings into the house of the Lord. Now, in our day and age, that wouldn't necessarily mean, like, for us, like, having to bring, like, these, you know, these killed animals and stuff, but, like, you know, in other words, they're giving thanks to God. Now they'd be giving thanks to God, giving them thanks, like, out loud, thanking them by giving their tithes and offerings, thanks in the house of God, saying, give thanks to the Lord Almighty, for the Lord is good. His love endures for how long?
Ever.
How long?
Ever.
There. Forever. For I will restore the fortunes of the land as they were before, says the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In this place, desolate and without men or animals, in all of its towns, there will again be pastures of shepherds to rest their flocks in the towns of the hill country and the western foothills and of the Negev, in the territory of Benjamin, in the villages around Jerusalem, and in the towns of Judah. Flocks will again pass under the hand of the one who counts them, says the Lord. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the gracious promise that I made to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In these days, and at the time, that time I will make a righteous branch, capital B, sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In these days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called: the Lord, our righteousness. For this is what the Lord says: David will never fail to have a man to sit on the throne of the house of Israel, nor will the priests who are Levites fail to have a man to stand before me continually to offer burnt offerings, to burn grain offerings, and to present sacrifices. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. This is what the Lord says: if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant with the night, so that day and night no longer come at their appointed time, then my covenant with David, my servant, and my covenant with the Levites, who are priests ministering before me, can be broken, and David will no longer have a descendant to reign on his throne. I will make the descendants of David, my servant, and the Levites who minister before me as countless as the stars in the sky and as measures as the sand on the seashore. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Have you not noticed that these people are saying, the Lord has rejected the two kingdoms that he chose, and they despise my people and no longer regard them as a nation. This is what the Lord says. If I have not established my covenant with day and night and the fixed laws of heaven and earth, then I will reject the descendants of Jacob and David, my servants, and will not choose one of his sons to rule over the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I, turn the page, will restore their fortunes and will have compassion on them. So, you know, whoops. Don't know what happened there. That was weird. I didn't break it. I didn't mean to put it to my break. That was like, what?
That was a little what?
I mean, it's like,
restore.
As we know, that covenant has not been broken. Day, night, still come. You know, and when God was making that statement, he was doing that to make a point to us. And that is, David will always have a place. And you know, there's the idea behind Jesus being son of David. You know? And so basically, which that means, you know, that basically without that, we couldn't have Jesus. You know?
Yeah.
And that means, what you see here, God, he wasn't only going to, God was the restorer then, and restoring Jerusalem and things like that to what they were before. But you know something? The God who restored things then still restore things now. He restores, you know, he wants to restore things to us. You know, he wants to restore relationships. He wants to restore, he wants to restore things for us. When I said restore, so let me tell you what I didn't mean. Send y'all back out to the store,
right,
to buy some fruit. You know, that's not the kind of store that we're talking about here. in the city where I live, like quarter mile from my apartment, we have a store called the Habitat for Humanity Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Restore.
Yeah.
You know what? Jesus did not say, I'm going to take y'all down to the Habitat for Humanity Restore. No offense to them, if any of them are listening, but you know, just
Psalms 51 says, restore to me the joy of thy salvation. And
restore. Sustain me. Restore. That means
restore to me the joy of your salvation.
The joy. Yep.
Yeah.
But another thing
he does is he restores our joy.
He restores your joy. He'll restore your gladness.
Yeah.
He'll restore, if you're dealing with depression, oppression, whatever, he can take that away and he can give you back your joy. And then what we need to do is we need to declare in our mind, you know, and even sometimes even say it out loud. The devil can't have my joy.
No.
The devil can't have my joy.
No.
He can't take it away.
Deep in my heart.
And you know what? We shouldn't even let humans take our joy away either.
You betcha.
Because humans can if we let them.
You betcha.
They can
put our armor on because we'll try to take it all, but he restores.
He restores
thank
us.
Thank you for his word to remind us.
That's why it says, put on the whole armor of God that you will be able to withstand the evil day.
Yes.
The last of the last days. To make it through the maze of the last day.
Uh-huh.
Because me and her were discussing this earlier.
Yeah.
That when you, as you, that you know, living today, it's a maze.
Yeah.
And you can't always see through it, you know, unless you got good discernment and things like, you know, things like that. You can't always tell, you might not always tell, you know, in the maze. I was in this maze this weekend at this pumpkin patch thing, and we were in a corn maze. But the maze of the last days, you know, it's like there's all this stuff and that stuff and this stuff and that stuff and this stuff and that stuff, and you know.
We need our shepherd to guide us through that.
But we have a shepherd who guides us through it.
Yes. Thank God.
And some of us can think, oh, I can just walk through that maze by myself. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
He'll help you. He'll help you do it. And that's why you trust in his word to help you through the maze. And to help you through this maze called the last days that we live in. But restore, restoration, that means, and not only does he want to get you back to, he wants to make you greater so that your latter will be greater than your former. For him, he doesn't just go, okay, I'm going to restore. I'm just going to restore, like, fix. Like it's beyond just a fix. Or even a Band-Aid fix to just try to make it a little bit better. Like, we might not get it all the way back to what it was, but we'll at least do better than what we were a minute ago, you know? Because at that point, it's just kind of a little Band-Aid fix. But our God isn't the Band-Aid God. I mean, aren't you glad that he's not a Band-Aid God?
Yeah.
I'm glad that he's the God of restoration, not a Band-Aid.
No. Restore.
Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. And you know what he's doing? Making us into what we ought to be. It only took him a week to make the moon and stars. That's all it took him. But he's restoring each and every one of us. And I thank God for his restoring power. You know, how he just... he just goes and takes us as his own, and picks us up, and restores us as we ask him for restoration. He does it for us. And he doesn't just do it to do it. He does it because he loves us. And because he loves us, he'll continue to do it for us. And he doesn't want us to be broken. He doesn't want us to feel insecure. He doesn't want us to be depressed or oppressed or any kind of pressed. He doesn't even want us to be pressed.
Joy. He wants to restore the joy.
Or to be pressed or pushed. You know, I'm pressed for time. Oh, okay. You know, maybe someday we'll have control over time, because then we won't even be pressed for time either. because sometimes it just as you go through, you gotta find something to laugh at sometimes.
Right.
You really do.
Oh, yeah.
Make yourself laugh. Well, I didn't even know at the minute that I was going to say anything about crust. But, you know, But you know,
that's joy.
But you know, but it, but he brings, but it, but you know, and you ask him to restore your joy. He wants to restore your joy. You, because here's the thing, we need it to make it to the last days. That's one of the things you'll need in the last days is joy. You know, and
joy.
Yes, and like
restore us. He don't just make us and leave us. He's there,
always
and molding. Yes,
mold, and by molding we mean like making us into who we should be. It's so he's not like throwing mold all over
right.
your house or anything like that.
Mold. Nope, he's shaping up like him, and it's a time sanctification.
If anything, he's actually taking the mold out of your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's like, because I'd be like, don't, don't be going around your house being like, oh, there's new mold all over my house. We just wanted to clarify because, you know, I don't want all y'all being like,
molding.
Being like all complaining and being like, well, the miracle man said something about molding and all that. And all that. And be like, no, by mold, we mean making us.
Yeah.
Into who he wants us to be.
Yeah.
Like when something is built, you know, sometimes when things are built, it's got to be molded down.
Yeah. Yep.
So they're not molded with mold.
Shaped. Yep. Like he is the potter, we are the clay.
Molding is another word that they will use for shaping. For shaping.
Yeah.
So don't be all afraid just because you heard M-O-L-D. You know, and because by the way, at least on here, I'm trying to get you to not be afraid. So don't be like, you know, afraid just because I said the mold word. Be like, oh my goodness, really? It's like, but I mean, he wants to restore our hearts. He wants to renew our mind. That's part of what restoring is, renewing our mind, renewing our mind, focusing on him. Fix your eyes upon Jesus. Not fix your eyes upon all this other stuff. Fix your eyes on the prophets of the land. Oh, wait. Oh, they try to act like they're prophets. They try to make it sound like, oh, yeah, I've got the crystal ball. I can tell you what'll happen, you know, and this person's going to be, he's going to win this thing, and or this election, or this, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Here's what'll happen. This police person will plead guilty. Like, okay, really? And people will try to make it sound like, those people will try to think, oh, yeah, the government has all the answers. No, they don't. Only the Word of God has answers. I'm not trying to discredit any government, but they're not God. No, they're not God. The only one who knows all the answers to what's going on, the only one that has anything like a crystal ball, God doesn't exactly have that either, but he knows everything that's going on. That crystal ball that you're thinking about that you might be looking for, you're starting to think, Laura, it doesn't exist, does it?
No.
That crystal ball doesn't exist.
No.
Because God doesn't even have that, even though he knows everything.
He's the all-knowing.
And there's no crystal ball, so stop looking.
All right.
It's like, what is it about a crystal ball that people are so enticed about anyway?
Because they think someone's going to be able to tell them their future and give them some information that they just think they need to know from an outside source other than
But that ball doesn't exist.
50 signs and wonders, and the crystal ball is, ooh, a crystal ball. It's got all your future in it.
It doesn't. And it doesn't work.
No.
So, you trust in God, and he's the God that wants to restore you. He wants to restore you, and not just get you back to where you were. No, make you better. Make you better than what you were before, than what you were in your prime, what you were You know why he wants to do that for us? He'll do it for us because he loves us.
Yeah.
And
we're so blessed.
And he said he would restore all these people. I'll destroy it, but then you know what? I'm gonna rebuild it, and it's gonna be better.
Always ever changing. He doesn't change.
He changes us to be more like him.
Yeah.
I think about, and God is God is God is God is God, and he never changes.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the Word of God. The Word is the Word.
Yeah.
And it does not change. And you can trust in it. And you can know that God has the answer for what, you know, he has. Answer, and as you ask for him to restore you, he will. Like, don't just be going to God saying, I'm depressed, I'm sick. Go asking him to restore it.
Mm-hmm.
One, instead of telling him you're depressed, if you know what joy is like, why not ask him, Lord, help me to have the joy back that I used to have. Help me to love people like I used to. Help me, and that kind of stuff. Help me to have a better attitude. Help me to stop being so ungrateful and be grateful. Be grateful toward you, Jesus. Things like, I'm not saying how this stuff is me or that it's not me, but I'm throwing things out there to help you. And as you ask him to help you, restore things, like attitudes and things like that. You know what else you can find? That you're seeing breakthroughs in areas of your life. You'll see healings. You'll see deliverance. You'll see, in your lives and in your family and what have you, as each person seeks God, they'll start seeing things be put back together the way they were designed to be. Thank you, Lord God, that you are the God that is the restorer. Thank you that the way you restore is true restoration.
Yeah.
Not all this restorative stuff that they try to peg, in the country that I live in, all this thought of restorative justice and restorative this or restorative that, that might not exactly be. You're the God who actually restores and makes even better. If you can restore someone's hand and it be just like the other hand, then so can you restore everything else in us that needs restored, and restore people back to us that you're meant to be with us, and everything else, that it's done in the way you designed it to be. And I just thank you, Master, that we would be those who do your word, who live your word, and don't just hear it only or talk about it only and decide we're not going to do it, but that we would do it in your name, Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Now, in terms of sports, I'm on the top of many people's minds here in Michigan and even in different parts of America, So the Tigers did finish their season yesterday with a nice 5-2 win over the Cleveland Guardians. The Tigers finished the season 78 wins, 84 losses. But they were second in their division, the AL Central, which is great to see. It was like 10-game improvement over last year, which means if they can do that again, another 10 games better, then we can be making the playoffs and things like that, which would be a great thing. I'm looking forward to that. But beyond the seasonal record was Miguel Cabrera, And he was such a great guy, you know, and he, you know, he won the American League Triple Crown in 2012 for the first time in like 40 years. And tomorrow night for sports, we'll talk a bit, we're going to talk about like, what exactly, why exactly was so great about Cabrera? What did he do? You know, how will he be remembered? And needless to say, he was just a great, he was just one of the best. We might never see any. Again, and I know he was. How he was in his prime and how, and you know, he retired. You know, they here's the thing. When you ask, well, your body will just say, I'm done. You know, that's the, that's why he retired. And so, you know, like 40 some home runs in a season back in like 2012. But so we'll talk more about Cabrera. In terms of football, we'll start with high school. On Friday night, I'll start first with the game that I was at, Dow High versus Traverse City Central at Lovington. Traverse City Central did jump out to a 7-0 lead. And for a little bit, it was looking like could possibly man. In the end, it was actually Traverse City Central that was manhandled by Dow. Romped them. In fact, Traverse City Central's quarterback ended up throwing 3 interceptions, 2 of which were in the fourth quarter. And there was an 85-yard pass from Dow High, that is their fourth win. Four on the got a couple Traverse City West and not that great this year, but I do think them going 4-5 or 3-6 is a good possibility at this point, to be honest with you. All right. At Traverse City, actually been a couple. Midland High. What I mean is that they have posted video of all of them on Facebook in the group Midland High School Football. Now it's a private group, so it's like for those of us who know it and love it and stuff, but it's real cool. But at the home ones, I still go to those. But the cool thing is at least the parts I'm interested in, I can go back and watch like some of the different road ones. And I think it's real cool that they've been doing this. It's been fun. But so Midland High was able to beat Traverse City West 35-14. Like 2 minutes or so into the fourth quarter, 1 minute, 2 minutes into the fourth quarter, The score was 14-14. But Midland High's Jalen Brown ran for basically 300 yards on Friday night, scored 3 touchdowns in his first game in action for the 2023 season. Jalen Brown, the senior, 3 touchdowns. Runs of 18, 25 of 33 yards to improve the Comets record to 4-2. And the Traverse City West, the Traverse City West Titans record falls to 2-4. And so, what's wild is the team that Midland lost to, Dow beat. The team that Dow lost to, Midland beat. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I think it just went to show that both Midland teams looked at their films and decided that they had things to improve on. And they know, the rivalry week will be here in about 2.5 weeks. Will be rivalry day, 3 weeks from Friday. But it was great to see them do what they did, and both of them win with almost exactly identical scores. Michigan with a nice win against Nebraska, 42-7. Lions. I'll come back and talk about this Lions thing tomorrow, too. But the Lions, big, huge win, 34-20 over Green Bay. In Green Bay, 3-1. People are talking, I was listening to the postgame show Thursday night, and they're saying, who could stop this Detroit Lions team now? I don't know. And getting Jamison Williams back, even though he only played barely last year because of injury. But hopefully, he can be reliable. And if he can be reliable, oh, man. I'm excited. This is great to have a sport, team in Detroit, the good right now, actually love to watch.
Right.
Team from Detroit doing great things right now. And it's, and I got to say, as a Detroit sports fan, it's awesome to see. Okay. And all right, folks, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everyone, and I will talk to you all tomorrow night.
Oh, I love.